Hi, Simon, how are you?
Hi, Vince. I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. So we're doing this podcast really just talking about job boards, LinkedIn, bit of an overview on the industry, what's happening, just some thoughts really as to some of the statistics that we're seeing and some of the trends in the market. And I know that you've been doing quite a lot of this, so why don't you sort of kick off by giving us some of those stats and setting the scene?
Yeah, this is a really good time of year because everyone publishes their beginning of year slash end of year stats. You've got people like Magex, who's a job board provider. You've got people like Aspen Tech Labs, who do lots of recruitment advertising research. They've got everyone publishing their 2024, and we can really see the landscape of the job market in that time. So let's dive right into the facts that Aspen have given us. So at the tail end of 2024, so we're talking Q4, healthcare was actually the largest area of live jobs on job boards. So it had the biggest market share. About 18.1% of all jobs posted were healthcare jobs, which is really, really good for us, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It just shows you how resilient the industry is when every other industry is really on its knees, basically. So that's pretty good. It's been fairly quiet though. So what else are you telling us about the rest of Europe?
Unemployment rates is always a good one to dive into at this point, isn't it? So there are some up-to-date unemployment rates that I've got here. So the UK has a quite a high unemployment rate at the moment. We're at 4.4%. Ireland coming in at 4.2% in the US. I know President Trump is really keen on getting that right down as quickly as possible. 3% in Switzerland, of course, and 3.4% in Germany. So, there's a big divide there between somewhere like the UK and somewhere like Switzerland. A whole 1.4% difference. It's mad, isn't it?
It is really, and I think Switzerland's going to come under a bit of pressure depending on what President Trump does, because he can actually affect the cost of drugs, and that's a big GDP for Switzerland. So it's quite a difficult one, really. And as I said, the market is fairly quiet. I mean, the US is unusually quiet, more so than I've ever seen before. But let's move on to LinkedIn and have a chat about that very quickly, because that can give us some more views. And I know you've looked at that as well. So you looked at a recent survey, I believe.
I did, yeah. So I mentioned them very briefly earlier. Magex, they are a builder of job boards, but also what they do is they take a lot of data from the people that use those job boards as well as other sources to build an idea of the candidate experience in the market. I find it really, really useful to have a look at what they say. So they surveyed 750 candidates and they kind of came up with some opinion polls basically. And the first one is that most candidates would use LinkedIn as a source for industry content and careers advice compared to job boards. What do you think of that?
I think they would, but I think also that candidates do like to have options. It's more omni-channel approach. You don't just look at one source, you go and
Oh,
have a bit of
100%.
everything. But LinkedIn is very, very good. Lots of tools coming out for candidates and talent acquisition people, all of which will sort of go into the mix. But we know there's been a few issues around the cost of LinkedIn. They put the prices up
Yes.
quite a lot this year, which is a bit of a surprise to a lot of people. And I know that's really affected, smaller recruitment companies, smaller pharma, smaller biotechs, if we're just looking at life sciences. All of those things cause you a problem because, you've only got so much money. Everyone's had a fairly tough year. LinkedIn's put its prices up. So I think candidates are always going to go and look. If they're actively looking for a role, they're always going to go and look for something else. If they're passive, then yeah, they're going to sit there and wait to be approached. But the problem with that is, some candidates, especially in regulatory, clinical, they can be approached 50 to 70 times a day, 7 days a week. And it bears, you can't possibly keep up with that. And then I think there's something that we were talking about recruiters ghosting candidates as well, getting them interested. I think you were looking into that, weren't you?
I mean, ghosting is it's an age-old issue. As long as there's been recruiters, there's been ghosting. As long as there's been candidates, there's been ghosting. And ultimately it's down to poor form. There's no excuse for it. Simply from a candidate or recruiter perspective, we have all of these means to communicate and we still choose not to. Candidates in particular get really bent out of shape because they get in process, then they hear nothing, and that turns them off channels like LinkedIn. And there's also a huge amount of annoyance and hostility because that shouldn't be the case. That's not a good candidate experience. And as you mentioned, you know, with there being lots of passive talent on LinkedIn, you know, that is true. That's factually true. The problem is it's abundant, but it's massively unengaged because a lot of people don't use LinkedIn to find a job. They use it to network and stay in touch. So they get bent out of shape when people try and contact them about something they don't want to hear about. And, you know, as a recruiter, you can get an earful for giving someone a really well-suited proposition for a job. And that's, again, that's not fair, is it?
No, not really. But again, I suppose if you're getting bombarded with information and, you know, it's just taking up your time but not taking you anywhere, then it's quite frustrating, I'd imagine. I mean, I know there's been a whole range of fraudulent jobs going on to LinkedIn, you know, people just using them to catch people's details, various scams, you know, identity fraud, all those sorts of things. But that comes with the level of IT and AI that we're using nowadays.
It's a whole range
of problems. And I always say, and I suffer from it quite badly, and that is, don't go down the LinkedIn rabbit hole. Go on for 20 minutes and like 2 hours later, you think, oh, where did the morning go? So it swings and roundabouts really as to what you should do. For me, I really like LinkedIn. I think it's a great source of information. It's a great tool, but it's one tool in the toolbox. I think blogs are just as efficient. I think if you go on to other career resources, I mean, I know Icon recently put up a whole resources section on the website for candidates applying for their jobs. So all of those things are quite abundant now and starting to grow. I think the other thing, of course, is LinkedIn is can be quite niche, but also can be quite generic as well. So I think what you need to do is figure out, you know, how are you going to use it whenever you're looking for a job, or whenever you're just looking for information or networking. You know, trying to do two at once takes your mind off in all sorts of different directions. And I think that's a part of a candidate problem. And I think it's the amount of information we all get at the moment, especially if you're on your mobile phone, because you can't really see everything.
That's true.
You know, and we're looking at 73% of people initially find everything on their mobile device. So I think there's a few issues with that, really. So I think the difference between a job board is just there to help people find a job. You know, you go in, you've got all the control, you apply for the jobs, you interact with the clients. Whereas LinkedIn has become a little bit disjointed. You know, is it a, you know, somewhere where you go to actually connect with people? Is it somewhere you go for apply to a job? Is it all of those things? Do they all happen at the same time? Does it suit you right now is the question.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about job boards very quickly for a minute then, because we've been looking at this quite a lot over the last sort of 3 or 4 months, because we're, you know, refactoring some of the work that we're doing on our sites. What do you think's going on?
It's an interesting time to be a job board. What we saw over the last 18 months is a lot of them fade into obscurity, particularly the super niche ones. You know, we've got the benefit of being life sciences holistically, but if we were just a job board for sales reps, for example, your last year would have been particularly difficult because simply the body of work to keep it running isn't there. So the benefit of being within our niche is obviously it's there, but also the big generics, you know, they've done surprisingly well. I mean, yeah, they've all, you know, made redundancies and they've all put their prices up, but they're still thriving as far as we can see. You know, a lot of the people that I prospect, they use things like Indeed, they use Total Jobs, you know, they use the big generics, but they haven't quite got round to using a niche yet. And that's something that they need to look at, because they need to go where the candidates are. According to Magex, another thing is, according to the candidates they surveyed, again, there's 750, 60% of them said they'd be more likely to use a job board than LinkedIn for their next search, where only 20% preferred LinkedIn. And that goes back to what you were saying. A job board you actively use, or you passively put your details up onto, because you're open to that suggestion. LinkedIn is just Facebook with a suit on these days. You know, it's not what it was originally intended for. So they're using that because they feel they have to, but they're using job boards because they actively want to. So there's a big difference, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when we're looking at generic versus niche, I think you've got to really look at more omni-channel. So what other things can you do if you're looking for a job? I mean, I was talking to a number of candidates recently at a conference, and they were saying that they like blogs, you know, that's really relevant to their sector. So they're going very niche by going into, you know, if they're an oncology and they just go onto an oncology blog, that's all you're going to get. But there are jobs that pop up on there. I really like the idea that Icon have done with this big career resources page, where it allows candidates to, you know, pretty much get all the tools they need to actually apply for any of their jobs.
It's smart. Yeah,
it is smart. But it's also, if you keep all your options open, it gives you more choice. Mm. And I think choice is the key, because, you know, we all want what's possibly the very best thing, not just what someone's come and told us about as to one option that we picked up because we had a bad day and we started to passively look for a job. So there is a big difference there. And I know that you were doing some work as well on the fact with recruiters. You were saying that most candidates would trust a recruiter over job boards. Tell us a bit more about that.
It's true. Overwhelmingly, LinkedIn and job boards didn't even get a look in. If a candidate was looking to have their CV reviewed, a recruiter's the only choice. They're not going to go to LinkedIn and use a service there. They're not going to go to a CV writing service even. They're not going to go to a job board partner. They're going to call up a decent recruiter and go, would you mind looking at my CV? I'd like to be a candidate for you. And I think that, to be honest, that just tells how great at this particular service recruiters are, particularly in life sciences, where they have to speak the language. They understand exactly what it needs to look like, don't they?
They do. And that's really important. I think for an industry like pharma and life sciences, you know, a lot of the recruiters are really good. They're very professional. You know, I've been doing this job for nearly 30 years now. And, you know, most people out there, I think, are superb to excellent. And also internal talent teams are, you know, really, really good. You know, they really know their stuff or they wouldn't be doing that. So I think that's important. What about the candidate journey?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
So the candidate journey is something that we constantly talk to people about. We know, based on Google, you've got 4 clicks or 9 seconds to get the candidate in front of the information they want to see, or they will go. They'll just disappear and they won't come back. So the candidate journey's got to be good. And what we have learned from, again, MagX and Aspen Tech Labs, is that the candidate journey is considered far superior, not a little bit, far superior on a job portal than it is on LinkedIn. And this is for a multitude of reasons. First and foremost is the information that's available per post. So the job ads, the job descriptions are bigger and better, you know, less convoluted. There are hundreds of thousands of jobs on LinkedIn, all competing to be as eye-catching as the rest. So you start cutting stuff out to make it shorter, more succinct, perhaps too much. We always like a succinct job ad, but there's still got to be some body to it. So that's a big thing. And when you go to a specialist job board, for example, one like PharmyWeb, we actively coach our clients on their job ads. We tell them how to make them better. We tell them what they're missing, what they should be doing to make sure they can hook the candidates. LinkedIn doesn't do that. You know, it's not part of the package they offer. Ads, generally speaking, are better when they're posted on job portals than LinkedIn, because also you don't just have every single recruiter or every single TA person or HR person posting them. You know, you get your LinkedIn seats for your company. Generally, we deal with a couple of admins for the entire team on PharmyWeb who will write the best job ads. They've got that role because that's what they do best. So a lot of it depends on who's writing them as well. If you give me a LinkedIn recruiter license to post some jobs, I don't know what I'm doing. I could do anything I wanted and post it, and there's no one to regulate and check me. But if you check the work I was doing, you'd be able to go, that's not good enough. And that's the difference between a job board and LinkedIn.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, and what about communities? Just sort of generally, because obviously you've got active and passive talent. I know that we target them directly with relevant information. What else are you seeing out there?
Talent communities is a term that we see a lot, particularly on corporate websites. You know, we don't have any jobs live right now. Join our talent community. I think they're really, really good, because if I know that I want to work for Roche, I can go to their website, I can sign up, and I can receive a newsletter every few weeks, which is going to tell me the latest and greatest, the stuff that's going to be really useful eventually when I do go to apply. And I think that that level of specificity is really important when you're looking for a job. And that's something that generic job boards do and niche job boards do really well. We just make sure they've got the information they need when they need it. On LinkedIn, a lot of that information is self-sourced. You have to actively go out there and find it. You've got to follow the relevant creators. You've got to keep tabs on the company page. You've got to do that. You can completely offload that to your job portal by going, you know what, I'm interested in regulatory jobs. I'm interested in jobs in Germany, and we just do the rest for you. So that kind of community feels really, really good. So that's quite cool.
And I suppose niche job boards, what's next for them? What's your view on that?
Oh, gosh. There's no secret of the fact that we're seeing job boards disappear. So they do have to adapt. You know, they've got to get bigger and better. They've got to do everything they do in a more modern way. And I think we're pretty good at that, which is why we're still here. And I think a lot of that's down to AI. You know, we've had to embrace it. The way that FarmyWeb works is when the candidate comes in and logs on, they start getting that personalized experience. The jobs are relevant, the newsletters they get are relevant. You know, we're not offering anybody random jobs. It's tailored to them because of their experience. That's where we've all got to be. And also there's got to be more that we do, but I don't know the exact answer to what the more is. What do you think?
For me, looking at what's next, I think from a candidate point of view, they've got to be a little bit more open-minded, a little bit more proactive, not be just a constant passive target, because it just takes too long and you don't always get what you want. I mean, if we look at some of the stats coming up for the next quarter, going into Q3, Q4, you know, we're looking at around about 24% average attrition from most companies. So they're going to be recruiting, they're going to be replacing people.
Yeah,
you know, retention is going to become an issue. We know employer value proposition is going to be absolutely key. And you get all of those things in a niche environment. And that's one of the things that LinkedIn doesn't do very well. And if you look at the type of people you get as well, if you're always passively looking for a job, how are you going to establish what the right job is? You're not looking for the right job yourself. You're actually just being approached all the time.
You're letting it come
to you. A bit like a mercenary. So I think omnichannel is obviously best. You've got to get out there, look at different things, find different sites that you think will actually give you the best opportunity for you when you are ready to move, not when you're just approached and, you know, offered a few quid more. I think cost is a big differentiator. I think LinkedIn's become very expensive. I think they've, if anyone from LinkedIn's listening, be very aware of that, because it's getting too expensive. You know, it's not economic, and I think there's going to be some rationalization there. And I think as an overview on the market, other than the US, which is fairly quiet at the moment, we're hoping that's going to pick up now that the Trump administration is in place and the political situation starts to calm down a little bit, with people know what they're doing. That'll pick up. But LATAM is busy, South Africa and Africa generally is busy. EMEA is extremely busy, because obviously everyone's rethinking what they're actually doing and moving over to Europe. We know India is fairly stable. Ireland doing very well. France doing very well. Portugal doing very well. You know, all of these places doing well. Japan's suffering a little bit in clinical research. They need more people. The Nordics, you know, making the big play to win a lot of clinical trials. You know, Australia is working very hard. If we look at LATAM, Mexico, Chile, Argentina, Colombia, all working really hard to get that pharma life sciences business into their countries. And if you look at Europe, most of Eastern Europe, Poland, Bulgaria in particular, really doing well. So things are picking up. The market's looking good. I think when things do start getting busy, I think candidates are going to have a lot of choice. I think the problem with having a lot of choice is knowing what to do. So I think it's really all about doing the right thing for you, whether it's the culture of the company, whether it's the company you want to get something for, the training programs. All of those things are considerations, not just the package. The package is everything, not just about the money. What do you think?
I think you've summed it all up really, really well there, to be fair. I think the only other thing that I would go in on is the different people that you'll encounter on job boards and LinkedIn. The value, I think, of a job board is you've got a cohort of people. So we've got 600,000 ready to move. You know, they're ready to go right now. You tell them where, you tell them when. Jobs are good. But you're not probably going to find the world's greatest mind in data analytics on the job board, are you? That's going to be someone who's headhunted. Yeah. That's where LinkedIn comes in. So again, you know, different people, different places. You've got to be where your candidates are. And if you're looking at hiring a lot of different people in a lot of different places, you've got to be in a lot of different places. If you are only going after that top C-suite talent who would never consider using a platform to look for jobs, you know, you've got to hunt them down yourself. That's on you. So you use the relevant tools for that. Can't go without something like LinkedIn if that's what you do. But a lot of these other companies that do hire rank and file, the cost increases are going to turn them off. LinkedIn put a stat out recently where they said there's 30% less recruitment companies on LinkedIn than the year before. And it's like, well, yeah, of course, you've priced them all out of it. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know, they're saying this is the decline of the recruitment industry. I disagree. I think recruitment will always be there. I think you've just annoyed them that much that they're going elsewhere.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, I think we're very lucky. We're very intrinsic to the industry as a whole. So, you know, we've got a lot of friends out there, a lot of people that use us for many, many years. Not many companies have been around for, you know, 26, nearly 27 years now. So people know us well. But I'm interested to see what happens in the future with, you know, this constant stream of passive talent that wastes a lot of time. You know, if you're looking for a job, go and look for a job. Don't just sit there waiting for someone to call you all the time. Interesting to see what other people think. If you've got any comments, please come back to us and we'll be delighted to talk to you some more about it.